Mixing with Spiritual People, Part 2. The quest for self-discovery is ultimately an individual journey. For each spiritual seeker can discover only his or her own self. Yet, tremendous inspiration, joy, and encouragement are gained from sharing one's journey with fellow travelers, in whom one has faith and with whom one feels an affinity. Sri Chinmoy writes, "In the spiritual life, when you want to discipline your life, you have to mix with spiritual people who have disciplined their lives. You are trying to discipline your life, and they are also in the same boat. So when two persons are aiming at the same goal, it makes the task very easy. Early in the morning, it is very difficult to run because of lethargy and inertia. But if you see that a friend of yours is running, you will go together. At that time, you will energize him and he will energize you. Your strength enters into his strength and his strength enters into your strength. Mix only with those who give you a kind of joy, a sense of satisfaction. In this way, you can increase your power of discipline and self-control. And if you do not want to follow any spiritual path, then just mix with spiritual people who are your friends. They unconsciously will be able to energize you. For spiritual people, it is better to mix mainly with those who are spiritual. By mixing with spiritual people, we will get inner strength. By mixing with unspiritual people, we will never get inner strength. On the contrary, since unspiritual people are weak in their inner life, our association with them will also weaken us inwardly. So let us be wise and associate with those who have the kind of strength and inspiration which we want to have." Sri Chinmoy.